This is Fresh Air. French jazz violinist Jean-Luc Ponty played the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1967, which led to his getting an American record contract and playing with George Duke, Frank Zappa, and the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Then he started his own jazz rock fusion bands. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, before Ponty came to the States, he already had his concept.
There were always a few jazz violinists, going back to the early days, like Joe Venuti, Stuff Smith, Stefan Grappelli, and Ray Nance. There weren't so many, because jazz horns were much louder, at least till the 1960s, when amplification became more aggressive and even a couple of rock bands had fiddle players. Jean-Luc Ponty helped lead the way. This music's from his second album, Sunday Walk, recorded in Germany in 1967, just before his American adventures began. Jean-Luc Ponty was an orchestra violinist who started playing jazz gigs on the side, originally on clarinet and tenor sax. That helped cultivate his horn-like phrasing and jazzy way with variable pitch. In the 60s, Ponty and his American counterpart Michael White soaked up the influence of John Coltrane's swirly, high-energy jazz. Even early on, Ponty could sound sleek and busy at the same time. He used very little vibrato, and might play long tones in unison on two strings for a more penetrating sound. But he could also play a lot of notes. Jean-Luc Ponty, 1967, with a transcontinental rhythm trio. German pianist Wolfgang Dauner, Danish bassist Niels Henning Orsted Petersen, and Swiss-French drummer Daniel Lumiere. Ponty's long Rococo lines helped set the style for jazz rock fusion via his work with Frank Zappa, who wrote him the album King Kong, and then the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Ponty drew inspiration from horn players, but he shares one failing with some other jazz violinists. He rarely pauses to take a breath. Even Groucho took the cigar out once in a while. Jean-Luc Ponty's album Sunday Walk comes from an early wave at a massive download reissue program from Germany's MPS label. They recorded a lot of good European and American jazz from the 60s into the 80s, and the recent crop includes Don Cherry's messy free jazz and world music hoedown Eternal Rhythm, and good mainstream dates by Clark Terry, Hank Jones, and a revved-up Oscar Peterson. MPS has also reissued a curious live album from Ella Fitzgerald, caught in an awkward phase in 1969. Too awkward to forget. Let's go out with Ella singing that album's title track, Just to remember, some jazz rock fusions work less well than others.
I'll be with you soon, my darling. Be with you when the stars start falling. Oh, 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 oh. Can't you hear me calling? I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going in the sunshine of your love. I'm with you, my love.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Wondering Sound and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Sunday Walk, the 1967 reissue by French jazz violinist Jean-Luc Ponty, available only as a download from the German label MPS.